AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden in Poland today spoke about the war in Ukraine.
The Ukrainian people's love for their country will prevail. Democracies of the world will stand guard over freedom today, tomorrow, and forever.
Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke about it too, casting his country and Ukraine as victims of the West and saying it's Russia that's fighting for its existence. Putin also announced he was suspending participation in the New START treaty. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
Over the last years, Russia has violated and walked away from key arms control agreements. With today's decision on New START, the whole arms control architecture has been dismantled.
The Biden administration is moving to limit asylum claims, saying it will generally deny those from migrants who have not first sought protection in a country they pass through. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency has ordered Norfolk Southern to pay for the cleanup of the East Palestine, Ohio train wreck and chemical release. EPA Chief Michael Regan.
In no way, shape, or form will Norfolk Southern get off the hook for the mess that they created.
Lisa Dwyer reports the city of Seattle has added caste to its anti-discrimination laws.
Calls to outlaw discrimination based on caste, a division of people based on birth or descent, have grown louder among South Asian communities in the United States. Supporters argue it is needed because caste is not covered under existing civil rights protections. Groups opposing the measure say it will malign a community that is already the target of prejudice. The origins of the caste system in India can be traced back 3,000 years as a social hierarchy based on one's occupation and birth. The suffering of those who were at the bottom of the caste pyramid, known as Dalits, has continued. Caste discrimination has been prohibited in India since 1948, a year after the nation's independence from British rule. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. 2 weeks after earthquakes devastated southern Turkey and northern Syria, residents fled into the streets again Monday night. Charles Galidesma has more.
A family in the Turkish town of Cinderis clear rubble after the quake caused their homes to collapse. Mehmet Zatar says the feeling is indescribable, fear. Women were scared. Children can't sleep in the houses anymore, and there are no tents. So the majority of families are on the street. While a neighbor, Kamal Abu Hassan, tells the AP, yesterday we were sitting at home when the quake happened. This has ruined our livelihoods. What can we do? The 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck Monday evening had its epicenter in Defne district of Turkey's Hatay province, which was one of the areas most affected by the February 6th magnitude 7.8 quake. I'm Charles Diladesma.
8 deaths have been reported from the latest quake, more than 45,000 from the earlier. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.